I'm Grant Blankenship with Georgia Public Broadcasting. You found the audio version of our video music series, Field Sessions. In this episode, Brett Harris, singer-songwriter from Durham, North Carolina. Brett specializes in perfectly crafted pop songs. His high tenor and guitar work really make everything stand out. Even when he's alone, as he is in this performance, everything sounds just right. Enjoy this performance and interview conducted by Layla Regan Porter of Field Note Stenographers, a Macon, Georgia music collective, in this edition of Field Sessions. If you'd like to see this performance, head to gpbnews.org and look under the music tab for Field Sessions. Thanks. So,
whenever you're ready.
Thank you.
Your sound, it harkens back to a lot of classic songwriting, people like McCartney, Brian Wilson. Was this music that you grew up on? Did you discover this music kind of on your own? How did...
Sort of. I mean, I tell people this a lot. I grew up in the suburbs outside of Richmond, Virginia, and we didn't have college radio, and nobody in my family was a musician. So it was, you know, top 40 radio or, you know, the few things that my mom had that were some Beatles records. And honestly, I kind of found my way into that music much later on. I was always drawn to music and always, you know, listening to it or making up songs of my own. You know, but when I found that stuff for the first time, I was like, this is what I really, this is for me, you know, and I felt like I finally had a sense that I belonged somewhere. Musically, and those people kind of became my guideposts, probably much later on than the average musician. But
and from then on, I guess it went to like the indie stuff. I mean,
I mean, I had an older brother, and still do, and he would, you know, come back home from college and stuff, and he'd have his CDs of the bands that were coming through where he was, and he would play some stuff for me, and it kind of opened my ears to some other things. Like, I think he's the first person that ever played any REM for me, and you know, that sort of started this awakening or this education of, oh, there's a lot more music out there than what's, you know, on the five stations I can get on my radio. Mm-hmm. So it just kind of started this journey that I feel like I'm still on, and going backwards and working my way through, and sometimes that takes these cool little detours to something that's brand new that blows me away.
Stone, but I had to find out all.
solo stuff, I mean, you've been touring, you know, solo this time around, but your albums and your EPs do tend to have a lot of wonderful orchestration and a lot of, I mean, just beautiful big sound in them. Is it tricky, or is it a challenge, or do you like taking a completely different sound or trying to rebuild that sound with just like you and a guitar when you go on tour?
Yeah, I really enjoy both aspects, both the taking a band out on the road and putting that onto a record, building those sounds, because that's the way I hear the songs in my head. So it's always just an attempt to try to capture that. But the solo tours, they're a different animal that they command your utmost attention and respect, and you really have to focus in on what's essential to the song. It's a really good testing ground for whether a song has that essential thing that it's going to have a life of its own. Because to me, you know, the records I love and the songs I love the most are ones that, you know, they've been able to go through this generational span and be put forward in a different light by numbers of different artists, and they still hold that essential component. So it's a really good opportunity to test your songs to that standard.
Across the river with a peaceful okay? Yeah, that was sweet.
Very, very. Awesome. Very.